next Friday with a word.
Tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Burvell of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Burvell or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 98.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Not of our asking and not of our good doings, but he just gives us joy. Thank God for joy. Amen. Amen. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your people, your presence, your power, and your peace. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand has been upon us, oh Lord, to allow us to make it through whatever we've dealt with. Thank you right now for allowing us to enter again, to fellowship with one another, but also to hear a word from you. Father God, we thank you right now for the reassurance that you give us to the sealing of us by your Holy Spirit, that we are the sons of God. Father, we give you praise now. Heal, deliver, set free, save, do whatever you want to do in this service. Father, we will be careful to give you the praise and the glory, and we honor you, Lord. Father, we'll join with the many we serve from the many I cherish. Contents that I want you to get, but the topic title is how to be a part of the family. Amen. How to be a part of the family. Amen.
A relationship with him, because people you have a relationship with, they always talk to you. Oh, come on and say amen. People you have a relationship with, out of the blue, last week or two. None of us, right? If you got a child, you're going to check on them. You're going to hear from them, right? That's because you have a what? Relationship. If you have a relationship with your brothers or your sisters, you're going to talk to them weekly, right? So he says that while Jesus talked, his mother and his brothers stood without desiring to speak to him. In other words, they didn't want to come in where he was. They wanted him to stop what he was doing to come out. You see, when people have a good relationship with you, they don't want you to come out of doing the will of God to come mess around with them, but they'll come to church with you. You know, if ladies, if you got a man that say, well, let's not go to church today. Let's just go ride down, you know, to so-and-so and go do this and get something to eat. If they, you know, if he said he don't come to church with you and he just want to ride and go, you know, go to, you know, let's go spend the weekend and all this stuff, and he don't want to ever go to church with you, then he's probably not the one you need. If he can't love God, sister, he's not going to love you. He's not going to love you. Now, granted, God can change him, but you can't. Oh, I know. I know. I think I can change him if I cook for him, if I show him what love really is. I know. Only God can change people. Do you know you can't even change yourself? I tried. I couldn't change myself. It took God to make these changes. So only God can change people. There is no real change. And I say this and I stand on it. There is no real change unless God makes the change. Change is not a 1 week, 3 week, 2 weeks, you know, because they're fooling for 2 months. But they can't do it. If it's real change, it'll keep going. Not just a week. I heard somebody say, you know, they'll change for about a week, but then they go right back. That ain't no change. That's a trick. Trick you into staying. Trick you into believing. Oh, okay. Get back to the... While he was talking, they wanted to speak to him, but they didn't want to come where he was. They asked for him to come out while they stood outside. Now, then one person came inside and said, your mama and your brothers are outside. They want to talk to you. While he was talking, while he was doing the will of his father, because he came to reveal to us everything that God wanted to say. Right? All the will of God. He came to do the will. He came to make sure we understood the mysteries of God. And so while he was doing the work, now all this time they had time to talk to him. But while he doing the work, they wanted to interrupt. Ain't that like, you know, and you know what the enemy will do? They will use people that are related to you by blood or people that from your past that you have a connection to, a soul tie, whatever the case, and they will interrupt you. They will interrupt the will of God for your life. They'll interrupt while you're doing the will of God and not understand what you're doing. We have to know that sometimes people will not understand what we're doing. They won't understand because of, you know, because this is part of how our family acts. This is what our family does. Come on and say amen. And so verse number 48, but he answered and said to him and told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? He said, I want to know who this is. Who's my mother? Who's my brother? He's not asking because he don't know, but he wants to ask and pose a question so he can prove a point. And so he goes on to tell him, and he stretched forth his hand toward the disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Now, what was he saying? He's saying not the people that are just blood related to me or my family. He said, but the people who are committed to me. Come on and say amen. That's my first point here. I want you to know that only people who are committed can be part of the family. Not just because you say, well, I believe that he shed his blood, but no, because I committed to what he shed his blood for. He shed his blood so that I can be part of the church, so that I can be part of the body of Christ. And since I'm committed to the church, I'm committed to the body of Christ. This proves that I'm part of the family. Because there's so many times people say, I'm committed to God, and they don't really show it because they don't care anything about what happens in the body of Christ. They don't care about church. They don't care about learning. They don't care about growing. They say, well, I just stay home because I can't trust nobody. That's the problem. You're looking at people. listening for God. Whenever I talk to somebody, I like to listen for God, not listen to people, but I listen for God to say something through the person. Because if God is everywhere, he can speak through anybody at any time and give me a word. Oh, come on and say amen in here. And that's why we have to be attentive and we have to be committed. Because when we're attentive and committed, you can see God in everything. You can see what God is doing in every situation. I'll never forget, I was getting ready to go preach, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to preach. And I looked down, and there were some ants on the ground. God said, there it is right there, man. You're messy. I watched those ants for a while. Then I went to the scripture and said, where is it? And I found in the scripture where it says, consider the ant. Come on and say amen. In other words, we have to take heed to what God is trying to show us and what God is trying to say to us in every situation. I don't know what you might be dealing with, but God has a word in the midst of the storm. God don't leave you. God gives you a word. God gives you something, even though you may have a thorn in your flesh. Ask Paul what God would do. God spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, I ain't moving your thorn, but I'm going to give you enabling power to make it through whatever the situation is. And so you may get irritable in your flesh. You may have pain in your life, but God's grace is sufficient. He said, my strength is made perfect when you're weak. I'm trying to teach you how strong I am. I'm trying to teach you not to rely on your intellect and not to rely on what you know, but to rely on what I can do. Do I have anybody in the house? Commitment. When we look at Matthew 7, verse 21, he tells us, he said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that says, Lord, what's he saying? He said, not everybody that called me by the name of Lord, not everybody that said they submitted to me will enter in. He said they're going to say something. What are they going to say? We cast out devils in your name. Sound like they're doing work. He said that we healed the sick in your name. We did all these wonderful works in your name. But he said he's going to tell them, depart from me, thou workers of iniquity, for I never what? The word new, it means to have an intimacy. I never really had a relationship with you. Fact is, there's power in my name. There's power in my name to do those works. But you didn't have a relationship with me. You never had an intimate moment with me. You just wanted to do work. But you didn't want to worship me. You just wanted to do work. But you never submitted to me. You never were committed to me. You were committed to a person. Because I tell you the truth. That's commitment. All right, let me go on. I'm trying to finish up. I'm trying to read. He says, he stretched forth his hand toward his what? Disciples. Now, the other thing, the second thing we have to do, like I said, is in order to be part of the family, is that we have to be obedient. Luke 8:21 says, you said, who are my mother? My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word.
imagine just standing before the King?
To be so.